It's time for Rhema for Today.
It's been a hard struggle for us to grasp the principles of this strange life of faith. It's still strange to so many, bless their hearts. You see, sin has made us workers, but grace would make us trusters. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Now, in the beginning, man's spirit was the dominant force in the world. When he sinned, his mind became dominant.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's teaching, The Supernatural. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
He said, I went in and sat down. I believe it's a dead thing. He said, if I finally got so dead, I got up and left. Amen. That's about the essence of it, isn't it, Brother Osteen? Just flat got up and left. It's dead. That's dead in us. No, I believe God wants to manifest himself. I'm like Smith Wigglesworth. I'm glad somebody way back now, I don't even know who did, way back in 1938 gave me ever-increasing faith, but Smith Wigglesworth. See, I just had one book in the Bible up till I got that one. And so I just read that till I wore the back off of it. And Wigglesworth said, he began to talk about the Holy Ghost manifest himself. And he said, where the Holy Ghost is never in manifestation, I doubt that he's there. Amen. I doubt that he's there. Amen. No, bless God. He wants to manifest himself. All normal men crave the supernatural. They long to see the manifestation of the power of God, to feel the thrill of the touch of the unseen. You see, man was created by a miracle-working God, and that miracle element is in man. Many yearn to perform miracles and live in the atmosphere of the supernatural. This miracle element is in every man. The miracle realm is man's natural realm. He is by creation the companion of the miracle working Father God. Sin dethroned man from the miracle realm, but through grace, he's coming into his own. It's been a hard struggle for us to grasp the principles of this strange life of faith. It's still strange to so many, bless their hearts. You see, sin has made us workers, but grace would make us trusters. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Now, in the beginning, man's spirit was the dominant force in the world. When he sinned, his mind became dominant. Sin dethroned the spirit of man and crowned the intellect. But grace is restoring the spirit to its place of dominion. I'm talking about the spirit of man. And when man comes to recognize the dominance of the spirit, he'll live in the realm of the supernatural without effort. I said this, and I want to, because the Spirit of God brings me back to it. I said it's been a hard struggle for us. Not so much for me. I got started off that way. But for us to grasp the principles of this strange life of faith, For you see, we yearn for the supernatural. We wait for God to come into manifestation. We wonder why he doesn't. But you see, he tells you in his word exactly how to put the supernatural at work in your life. Those two verses of scripture that I've preached on so much that some people think I wrote them. Mark 11:23 and 24. Those are the verses that came to this old Baptist boy. Just a 15, 16 year old teenager on the bed, given up to die by medical science. Five doctors. Dr. Wolfert, Dr. Mathers, Dr. Wiseau, Dr. J.C. Irvin, Dr. Robertson said, I had to die. Dr. Robertson said, son, I'll be honest with you and tell you the truth about it. You don't have one chance in a million to live. If you had one chance, it'd be mighty slim, but you don't even have that one chance. There isn't any help for you. We've discussed your case at our medical meetings. There's nothing. There's no doctor. There's no medicine. There's nothing that can be done. But blessed be God, I read from the sacred pages of the divine writ that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the miracle worker, the supernatural man, who spoke to the fig tree and said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the next day as they passed by, they saw it dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou medicombara, zuguriegile paka, jingalu tukuridiki shkekarafra poko kakake, ishihurunukurupakali feheshi, uridisa hamahanga anging, gugadista kahango, elehishihur delefropa, efihensho bakita sita. Supernatural words are words that are spoken in faith. Supernatural words are words that are spoken as given by the Spirit. Supernatural words bring supernatural results. Move into the realm of the supernatural. Speak with your mouth. Believe in your heart. It shall surely come to pass, and you will rejoice and be glad, and others shall be brought to the light, and they shall walk with thee in the light of God, and the darkness will flee away, and great shall be thy reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. Oh, I read some time ago, one preacher, bless his darling heart and stupid head, said, a Pentecostal, full of gospel, said that doesn't belong to everybody, it just belongs to a few. Jesus said it belongs to whosoever, 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 praise God. Now notice. Another minister said, I could call names and you'd know them, but it'd be wrong to do that. It's wrong. I'm not going to fight my brother. I'm just going to preach the truth. Praise God. Amen. Are you listening to me? But another minister said, I surprised him and said, don't misunderstand me. He's a friend of mine. He sees me, he smiles and hugs my neck and said, I love you, and I believe he does. But he said, Mark 11:24 is not for everybody. Well, blessed be God. Jesus said, therefore, say to you what things have you desire when you pray. When you pray. He's talking about prayer. He just got through saying, prayer's not for everybody. Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? If Mark 11:24 is not for everybody, prayer's not for everybody. He's talking about praying, praying, isn't he? Don't shout me down now, because I'm preaching real good. No, he said, therefore, saying to you, what things ever you desire when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray. Everybody say, pray. Say it again. One more time. Well, that includes you, don't it? when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Well, I got a hold of that, thank God, on that bed of sickness. It took me a while. It took me a while because I had to get over this hurdle, get over that hurdle, get over this hurdle, because nobody agreed with it. Everybody I talked to, well, yes, but now that just means what things ever you desire spiritually. But I finally said to the Lord one day, and I was just a teenager, and you know, you can misinterpret what I say, I trust you won't. But I finally said to the Lord one day, Lord, I've tried to get help. I've tried to find somebody that'd help me. I've asked this one, that, and the other, and the only preacher I could get to come to see me, the only thing he did is took my hand and patted it and put on his professional voice and said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you laugh about it, but I'll tell you, I can't say it yet without tears leaping to my eyes. After 48, 9 years.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well, but right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out all about it.
You get is pastoral ministry, biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps, which is just helping in the church. Being a part and involved in the church, and then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
But the main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out. You might find out this is where you need to be. Well, we got to get out of here for today, and we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.